My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for tuning into the show this morning and taking the time to put your health first. It's not something we do all the time. We have a tendency sometimes to put our health at the very end of the parade, if you will, and we end up working on everything else except what we should be working on. And, you know, I think one of the motivating factors today is actually getting sick or finding a blood workup that's not good or getting a bad report from our doctor. Those seem to be our motivating factors today. And it's sad that we wait until there's a major problem to start focusing. But, you know, that's kind of the way it is today. And, you know, it's kind of the way human nature is gone. We don't fix anything if it's not broken, and we don't attend to anything unless it looks like it's going to be a really bad situation. One of the things we can do is just, you know, take baby steps along the way. And those are some of the things that we talk about here on the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And of course, if you are busy, if you have a rough schedule, if you start hearing the show and you can't hear the rest of it, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. You can download the podcast just by clicking on the icon and listen to the show or shows that you want to hear or hear again when it's convenient for you. So definitely keep that in mind. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, but they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, making it easy to get healthier and making sure you have the guidance that you need to get the job done correctly. They carry only the highest quality products, the highest integrity products from the companies that do it right every day. If they don't carry it, there's probably a reason. And if they are carrying it, also, there's a reason. Most likely, and honestly, it's the best of the best because they want to make it easy for people to not only see a change, feel a difference, but also start getting healthy and know that they're laying the pathwork for a healthier future. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Pretty new updated site. Scroll down, print yourself a coupon to use on your next purchase at the store. And of course, enter your email address for newsletters. And the best way to stay in touch with them as well is give them a thumbs up on Facebook. Well, today we're going to be talking about CBD. And I mean, unless we've been living under a rock over the last couple years, you've heard of CBD. But even with all the interest and all the information, the confusion still comes hand in hand with this product. And I think there's just a lot of misinformation going around. I know at Barleen's they have made things very easy for you to understand. And if you visited their webpage, you know that you can go on there and check out the FAQs, the frequently asked questions. You can check out webinars. You can glance through all of the products because they've taken the time, well, to truly do it right, whether it's their tinctures, their soft gels, their Seriously Delicious, which is right off the spoon, emulsified technology that you'll love right off the spoon. It's absolutely delicious. So we'll talk about those today as well. But I thought what I'd like to do in general today is just overall talk a little bit about CBD. Just because, you know, I think that in my 40 years now, oh my goodness, it's a long time, I've seen a few things over the years that have brought excitement to our industry. Omega-3 fatty acids was one of them. And of course, Barlean's makes amazing omega-3s. They make them both flax oil as well as fish oil. And they've really etched out a huge cornerstone in the industry. And now after 30 years, they definitely are the icon in the oil business in this wonderful natural products industry. And they've become well known for their quality and their integrity of their oils. So it was kind of a good fit, you know, kind of a perfect transition for them to add another branch to the tree and start, you know, doing CBD as well, because they don't bring things on lightly. They make sure that everything is researched and it's something that is going to fit well in the industry, and then they can do it the best way possible, and they're going to be able to present a product that is well received and, you know, well responded to. So, you know, the CBD was just a really, really good fit. If you're not really familiar with CBD, we'll talk about some of the basics today as well. CBD is basically an acronym for cannabidiol. You know, so when people start thinking about CBD, I think CBD is just rolls off the tongue a little bit better than cannabidiol. A lot of people really want to know, you know, some of the old stigmas have carried with CBD because a lot of people still think that you get high or you get some kind of psychoactive effects. But, you know, we have to remember THC and CBD are natural constituents of the cannabis plant. Kind of moreover, they actually share the same chemical composition. However, THC is a known psychoactive, and CBD is, well, anything but that. So if you're taking CBD thinking that it's going to make a dramatic difference and, you know, get you a high or a buzz or something like that, no, you're barking up the wrong tree. You probably need to go to a dispensary somewhere if you're in a legal area, in a legal state, and get yourself some high THC products, because that's not cannabidiol. What truly sets the two apart is the way that they interact in our body with cannabinoid CB1 receptors. THC effectively binds with CB1 receptors regarding in the stimulation that gives that recreational feeling that people are looking for. On the other hand, CBD doesn't fix well on the receptors as well as the THC does in that area. But one thing you want to remember is that they are both acting on the endocannabinoid system, and we'll talk about that today. Because the ECS, the endocannabinoid system, has become very commonly talked about. And I think one of the reasons it has been is because where else can you actually work on a system of the body that regulates all the other systems of the body and does it in such a beautiful, harmonious way when you give it the tools to become balanced? I mean, if we were to be asked one by one if we felt our bodies were in balance, most of us would say no. Most of us, if we were asked if we thought we were in the best health we could be in, most of us would say no. If most of us were asked if we have a great night's sleep, if we handled our stress, if we felt well, if we felt our immune system was well-tuned, that we weren't anxious or depressed or moody or cranky or irritable, most of us would say, no, I don't feel balanced at all. Every once in a while, you'll find that person, that happy, peppy person, that person that's out there that just looks like they've got it all balanced, and you know what? They may. For the rest of us, we need to seek out balance. Our problem is we've been seeking out balance in areas that we probably shouldn't have for a long time, both in the medication and the pharmaceutical arena, as well as other areas of medication, self-medicating kind of things that we've used to kind of bring ourselves into balance. But, you know, we get desperate to find balance, so we reach into a lot of different areas. And I really do think that all of these things together have truly made CBD something that a lot of people are really positively looking at the hope of what CBD brings. Now, with ongoing trials going on in real time, we're going to start to see more and more of these great studies coming out. Talking about the things that, you know, we really want to talk about now, but, you know, we're not talking about as much because of basically what's going on in society and, you know, the legalities that go along with it. You know, people ask me all the time, they'll say, you know, do you feel that CBD makes a difference? Yes, I do. Do you feel that the difference is the same for everybody? No, I don't. Do you feel that by using CBD, you can make a difference in one area or another? Yeah, I do. And, you know, I kind of recently talked to a friend of mine. She is a twin, and I know her and her sister very, very well. I've known them for a very, very long time. And I'm telling you, identical twins. Like, to the point where very few people can tell them apart. And they're in their 40s now. So, I mean, I've known them a long time. They both are using the Extra Strength Ideal CBD, the liquid tincture. And they're also both using the Seriously Delicious Off the Spoon Chocolate Mint. And they're taking it the same way. The one has noticed dramatic changes in her mood. She has terrible and has had terrible premenstrual problems for a very long time. And it seems to have balanced her out in that area. And she's been working with her clinician, her physician, her doctor, her endocrinologist, her balancing physician, and her GP for a long time. They've tried everything to try to balance her out because her PMS and her menstrual problems are severe. Her sister, identical, never had a problem. Now, her problem is anxiousness and depressive kind of feelings and things like that. And she has noticed dramatic changes in that area. So do I think that the CBD adopts and adapts to the actual part of our body that may need the work? I'm not sure if I think that way. I think the way that I think is that when we have this endocannabinoid system that works through our body, and if you've ever seen pictures of the ECS, and you can Google the ECS, and you'll see all of these little lines and all of these little connected areas in the body and all these little dotted receptor sites, the CB1s and CB2s, and you'll automatically register, and then you'll start to think to yourself, wow, this is throughout our entire body. Yes. So the way that I look at CBD, and I love it for this idea, is that when you take in CBD and you utilize it, whether you're using a tincture, a soft gel, or the Seriously Delicious right off the spoon, you are helping to support your endocannabinoid system. By supporting your endocannabinoid system, you start to promote this state of balance, you know, that being on a teeter-totter with two equally weighted people, you know, that balance where you're trying to balance yourselves in the air with neither of you touching your feet on the ground. I call that my best radio visual of what I call homeostasis, which is what they call and they term to be balance in the body. So when you start to achieve this quote-unquote balance in the body, the endocannabinoid system gains more strength, and it provides a better way of communicating with all of the other areas of the body, all of the other areas that, you know, look to the ECS for support, be it your digestive system, your circulatory system, your reproductive system, your elimination system, your respiratory system. All of these start to become more functioning in a proper, healthy, positive way due to the fact that the ECS, your endocannabinoid system, is now becoming more balanced. And I just think that that's a beautiful thing. And I think the reason that it's been so well received is because of the fact that so many of us are out of balance. Now, we're out of balance for a lot of different reasons. We're out of balance because our diets are terrible. We're out of balance because we don't know how to resolve our stress. We don't know how to manage our stress. We don't know how to decompress and come away from our stress and how to fix the problems that caused the stress in the first place. Most of us just slough it off, or we learn how to live in a mediocrity way of being in a state of ill health. And we've learned how to do that. And we've definitely learned how to adapt, live with unhealthy living. I talk to people every single day, massive amounts of people, and I can tell you that probably every day, every other day, when I will definitely hear from someone that just says, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm 40, I'm 50, I'm 60. You know, it's okay. If that's the worst thing that happens to me is that I'm depressed and I have anxiety, then I'm doing something pretty good. I don't have cancer. I don't have any of those other things. So I can live with this. Well, you shouldn't want to live with this, and you shouldn't have to live with it. I don't know when it was that we stopped fighting for our health. I don't know when it was when we actually stopped reaching out and checking for alternatives and complements, and we just checked into the pharmaceutical counter at our doctor and our pharmacy and just said, give me a drug for this. I don't know when that happened. I mean, was it when they started advertising it on TV? Was it because we got so busy that we didn't have the patience and time to wait for something natural to work more effectively for us? Was that it? Was it that we didn't do our homework, didn't ask enough questions, and then we tried something because it worked for one of our coworkers, and we tried it for one day and it didn't work for us, so we threw the whole natural products industry under the bus? I mean, was that it? Because we're very impatient, and we're very, we have a lack of focus and very unorganized in the idea that we have to be proactive, but also we have to be patient at the same time. We did not become a mess overnight. We did not get to the point when we couldn't handle our stress and we couldn't sleep and we didn't feel good and we weren't positive and we didn't know what how to balance this stressful lifestyle we live in overnight. This is a cumulative effect. This is something that has happened for a very, very long time. But the thing is, it doesn't mean that we can't shake it up and change it. It doesn't mean that we can't take a step back from ourselves, out of ourselves, and look at ourselves and say, you know what? I can't believe that I've been doing it this way. You know, this needs to be changed. And then we follow through and actually make a change. There are many people out there that every day are retracing their tracks and they're backing up and they're saying, you know what? I need to take some time back for myself. You can't keep working and digging yourself in every single day and not putting anything back into yourself and expect to be good at what you're doing. You can't go every night without some kind of a relaxing, rejuvenative sleep and expect to be at your peak performance, both emotionally, physically, mentally, cognitively, the next day without recharging your batteries. I mean, think of what we do in the morning when we get up and we forgot to plug in our phone. Oh, my goodness, the world has stopped. And all day long, all we do is we look around for a place to plug in to try to get those numbers up on our charge, because that at that point in time is the most important strategy of our day to be able to have our connection to the world. When did this happen? I don't remember. Do you remember beepers? Do you remember when you had a beeper? I loved beepers. You'd get a beep from someone, you'd get a number, and then you'd have to wait to get to wherever you were going to make a phone call. I just thought that they were the greatest thing in the world. And now we have these smartphones, and I am as guilty as everybody out there about being on my phone all day long. I just bought right into it. My world is on my phone, and I'm on it all the time. And many of you that follow me on Facebook know that I'm posting all the time. I'm on there all the time because I do emails, I answer, I write, I compose, I research, I do everything from my phone. And I am one of those people, too, that if I wake up in the morning and I hadn't plugged it in, I freak out. But you know what's made a difference for me? I mean, I love things like theanine. I'm a big believer in theanine and ashwagandha and holy basil. I love 5-HTP. I love melatonin. I love tryptophan. I love all the relaxing things that are out there. I love all the relaxing formulas that keep you focused yet calm. So kind of like an energetic calm, if you will, but you're still focused. I love all that stuff. And I need it because I'm kind of always a little wired. And one of my friends said the other day, I have one foot nailed to the floor and I just spin all day long. And that's probably very true because I'm constantly busy. CBD has made a huge difference for me about the calm factor and the evenness. And I think that that's something that a lot of people are starting to see. And I think that's a wonderful thing. If you go to the Barleans webpage, it's www.barleans.com. You can actually go to their webinar series on CBD. They talk about the third-party results and the feedback from their third-party testing. That's awesome. And you can also get really good information and check out those FAQs. I think that the FAQs really answer a lot of the major questions that a lot of people have every day, because these are questions that they talk about. Now, we've talked about the ECS. The endocannabinoid system. This human body is self-regulating. So they use an example of a tightrope walker constantly shifting to stay balanced and healthy in this process called homeostasis. One way our bodies maintain homeostasis via the ECS or endocannabinoid system is keeps our bodies functioning optimally by adapting to change, being able to realize that things do and can and will most likely happen. So it needs to be ready. This ECS system is also referred to as our master control system. It is made up of receptors on cell membranes that regulate a variety of the processes, including things like eating and sleeping, relaxation, cognition. The ECS also assists in the body's overall recovery and repair. Our bodies naturally produce compounds called endocannabinoids. Those are the endocannabinoids, which are actually manufactured inside of our body, that bind to these receptors on the ECS. Like finding this key that fits into a lock. CBD hemp oil is a plant-based cannabinoid or phytocannabinoid, phyto meaning plant. So you have the endocannabinoids that are manufactured on the inside of the body, and you have the outside, which are the phytoplant cannabinoids, that also act upon the cell receptors in a similar way to help activate the ECS. So as you see, this ECS, this self-regulating body, is extremely important. And, you know, not just important, but it's a priority for our body to try to find a way of getting it in balance. So cannabinoids are the compounds that activate cannabinoid receptors, CB1 and CB2. Now, these are including endocannabinoids, phytocannabinoids, and synthetic cannabinoids. I mentioned what a phytocannabinoid was. A phytocannabinoid, phyto means plant. Phytocannabinoids are the cannabinoids naturally occurring in plants like hemp. Many plants make cannabinoids, but hemp plants contain particularly large amounts of many cannabinoids, with CBD or cannabidiol, back to where we started, being the most prolific. And, you know, we spend a lot of time on CBD, and I think it's well warranted because of all the things we're learning and all the things that it's doing, but we have barely touched the tip of the iceberg about all the other wonderful cannabinoids that are in hemp. And we're going to see more. We're going to see more of them either isolated or more of them in blends. We're going to see more information talking about the other cannabinoids that we're just learning about. This is something that is going to grow and continue to grow. And the research is going to continue to be done. And I just think it's brilliant. Now, when you're studying CBD or looking into some of the articles, you're going to read about something called terpenes. Now, terpenes are interesting. They are compounds found in essential oils produced by many plants. Kind of like what makes a lemon smell like a lemon. Those are terpenes. Or you open up your bottle of lavender oil at night and you put a few drops on your pillow before bed. That soothing, relaxing smell from your lavender, that's a terpene. Terpenes bind in the body with cannabinoids to turbocharge them, creating these balancing or combined, they call the word synergistic, which is a way they kind of all come and work together to have a better effect. They call it the entourage effect. And I think that's amazing because things are working together. See, my personal feeling is Mother Nature did not put things in plants that she did not want us to use or benefit from. And over the years, I've always been someone where I get sometimes frustrated when people think about one attribute of a plant. Yeah, it could be very, very effective. But what if you used it the way that Mother Nature wanted us to have it? What if you used it in the way that it was grown and the way that they work together within the plant? And I think that's really, really important. Full spectrum is kind of the terminology that within the CBD world that they use. Full spectrum is all of the good things that you get from a plant. The good things come from a wide range of cannabinoids and terpenes and antioxidants and nutrients and other plant compounds present in the hemp plant. You know, utilizing all the benefits, whether they're bringing something small to the table or something big to the table, when they're combined, they could be bringing something brilliant to the table. It combines in a way that it brings a greater effect than just CBD alone. As all of the cannabinoids work together as nature intended, what Mother Nature wanted us to do, and they call this the entourage effect. A recent study from Israel has documented the superior therapeutic properties of whole plant, full spectrum cannabis extract over singular molecule isolate cannabidiol CBD. I just have always thought that, you know, it would kind of like be an assembly line in a factory. You know, as this, let's say in a car factory, I've been to Ford Motor Company back in Michigan when I grew up. My father worked there, and I'd been to the plant as a child, and you would see the line. You would see this frame starting out, and then all of a sudden the engine would be on, and then you'd see the car chassis would come on, and then you see all of this work. They basically all work together. Every person on the line does something to get this finished product when they drive the car off. Now, what had happened, I mean, I know this is kind of a dramatic visual, but what happens if there's one person that, let's say, puts the tires on, and then it just goes all the way down the line, and everybody else is just sitting down eating lunch watching, and no one is doing their job. And out of the end, they just kind of push it, and it rolls down, and it's just a frame with wheels. Well, obviously, you know, it's, you could roll it around. There's going to be some benefit to it. I guess you could tow it or push it or do something. But obviously, you're not going to get the full effect. Because the full effect is when everybody is doing their job and the outcome is superior because of everyone bringing something to the table. That, to me, is what the endocannabinoid system is about when you bring a full spectrum CBD to it. You're bringing all of the benefits, all of the work, all of the things we know about and some of the things we don't know about that are in the plant. Do I think that that's necessary? I do. Is that the way that I like to take my CBD? Yes, it is. I want the most of the most, the best of the best, and I want it all. I don't want to miss. You know why? It's because I'm really unlucky. You know, and I've done this over the years. You know, if you get a, when I was younger, I'd get a recommendation of like five nutrients that I should use that would be beneficial for a certain situation. And I would say, well, I know these three, I'll take these three. And I would sometimes get feedback and I would get results, but not like I should. And the reason was the two that I didn't bring in were the two that I needed probably the most. And then it was only when I brought all of them in that everything kind of went in the right direction. And I was kind of like, yeah, you wasted 3 months trying to be frugal or trying to just think that you didn't need those, and actually they were beneficial. Once again, that was an entourage effect at that time, trying to get this desired effect, but realizing that there's a lot of things that I needed to take into consideration and apply to the program. So when you think CBD, think full spectrum, and I can't stress this enough. Quality and integrity and companies that you already trust are the companies that you should be getting your CBD from. Now, have I seen a bunch of new companies come up that are doing a good job? Absolutely. Have I seen a lot of companies coming up with some not so good players, not following the rules we already have? Yes. What I think is going to happen in the big picture, and this is my personal take, is that there's going to be parameters and guidelines that are set down by the FDA, and I think we welcome those. I think there's going to be ways that they want us to do and prove the effectiveness and the quality of the products, and I'm 100% behind this. I think they're going to get behind third-party testing and make sure that you have the proof of all of the information that they need at any point in time on your line of your CBD, and it's going to be expensive, and it's going to be very worthwhile. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a whole bunch of those companies that are not at the point now doing it right or may not ever be able to do it right. They're going to disappear. What's going to be left are great quality choices of CBD for us, the consumer, to choose from. To know that we're getting products that will make a difference from companies that are bringing integrity to the industry. And many of those companies have been bringing integrity to the company for a long time, like Barleen's. I mean, they are well trusted for their oils. I mean, when you think flaxseed oil, you think Barleen's. When you think omega-3s, you think Barleen's. And they have brought in some other branches to their tree over the years, but only with close inspection of the industry and research showing that there was a niche as well as a need and that necessity that's important to be able to catapult, you know, a new sector of a line to the industry so everybody benefits from it. When you've already built up trust and you already have products of integrity, it's a lot easier for people to feel good about your line of products. And that's really important. There's some really good companies in our industry. There's companies that have been around a very long time, and many of them I've worked with over the years, and they've been really good. Some of them have sold their companies and dramatically changed the quality and cut corners, and I've had to back away from those because the reason that I was working and respecting those companies was because of the way that they always did things. But when they cut corners and changed things and using raw products that maybe were not as good anymore, I just backed away, hoping that they would get it together and then I would search them out again. Some did, most didn't. And, you know, I just look at it this way. If you're taking the time to listen to a radio show and you're taking the time to take knowledge that you glean on a radio show and from it, from the guest, from the host, myself, or however, and you're doing your research, you want to use that information to be able to choose quality products for yourself. And that's really important. Because in today's world, we don't choose correctly. We buy things on a whim. Somehow that mentality is out there that something is good, it's better than nothing. No. And we stop asking questions because what your friend, your coworker, your boss, your kid, your neighbor, your fellow student, or anybody that you're working with, chances are they're not going to be following the same path. And I'll give you an example of this. And this just happened just recently again, and I've had it so many times. A friend of mine meets with five of her friends for lunch every week. And this happens a lot, so I might have talked about this over the years, but once again, it reared its head. And the five of them have put on weight, and they decided about 2 months ago that they were all going to go to the gym together. They were all going to eat a special diet that they're all following, and they were all going to take these certain supplements that one of them read about in a book somewhere. So they all started together. They're all going to the gym. They're all eating the same diet. They're all taking these supplements that they think are going to make a dramatic difference. And it wasn't a bad program, but the problem is they are all different from different places. One smokes. One has a tendency to have wine at night. The other one has never exercised. The other one comes from a family of very large people. So there's environmental situations there. The other one's on a couple medications. So they're different people with similar ideals. So they're 2 months into it, and I run into the five of them. I'm at the mall, and they're walking the mall, the five of them. So they stop to talk to me because I know them, and there's three of them are bouncing off the walls ecstatic because they've lost weight and they're feeling good. The other two have barely done anything, and they're frustrated, cranky, irritable, and they want to just slap the other three because they're getting great success. And I said, you have to understand, you are all different people. Different genetics, your stress is different, your hormones is different, how you deal with your hormones and your stress and your sleep and your life and your work and your family and your personal stuff is all different. These are all reflected in the outcomes you're getting. So I told the two, I pulled them on the side and I said, the other three took off and went for their walk. And I said, let's try this, you two. And I made some suggestions, you know, and I said, let's do it. And they're like, well, that's different than what we're doing. I said, but let's try something different because what you're doing is not working for you too. So this was about 2.5 weeks ago. So I've heard from both of them, and both of them have had dramatic changes just by making some small changes to what they were consuming and when they were consuming their food, as well as putting in a little bit of intermittent fasting and also changing their supplementation a little bit. Now, the thing is, they're going to follow a little bit of a different path. But chances are they'll probably catch up or surpass and follow and cross the finish line with the rest of the group. Taking that into consideration, when you're looking at CBD, I hear from people all the time, I bought some CBD at the swap meet. I bought some CBD at 7-Eleven. I bought some CBD at my department store. I got it at my bed and linen store because everybody in the world is putting their CBD on and people are manufacturing these things in their kitchen. And, you know, you don't know anything about the third party testing, the quality, the integrity or nothing. And they're saying, yeah, I tried that. It didn't work. And I said, you bought it at a swap meet. What did you expect? You know, you go to a swap meet to buy all kinds of things, but I don't think I would trust it with my CBD or my supplements. So I made recommendations to many of them. I tell them, you know, check out the Barleans line. Check out and see how you do with these products. I mean, the ideal, the amazing extra strength ideal hemp CBD oil is phenomenal. I mean, I've liked it since day one. I like the way it tastes. I like the way it makes me feel. I like the way that my body responds to it. I've done the capsules when I was traveling. I loved it. It was very convenient, and I really enjoyed the capsules as well. I think that what we have to do is try things within a quality line and then pick products that make a difference. Now, the great thing about the extra strength Ideal CBD hemp oil is that it's wonderfully potent. It's 25 milligrams of CBD per serving, less than, and this is something that we should all have tattooed, 0.3% THC, because that's the legal limit of THC that we're allowed to have. It's made from U.S. grown hemp. It's full spectrum. Remember, we talked about the entourage effects, all the parts of the plant. No artificial ingredients. It has third-party lab tests for purity and potency. It's gluten-free, vegan. It has a natural mint flavor. It's wonderful. And I recommend putting it under the tongue. I recommend doing it that way just because of the fact that I really do like the way it works that way, a little bit of sublingually under the tongue. The bottom line is get it in, but I think you'll do wonderfully well with it. The Ideal CBD hemp oil soft gels come in a 25 milligram and a 15 milligram. I love the idea of starting low and slow. You know, start with a lower dose because you may find that less is better for you. You know, we live in a world of excessiveness and we live in a world of extremes. And somewhere along the line, bigger, redder, riper, you know, is the way that a lot of us go. But you have to understand that sometimes less can be dramatically better, more beneficial for you than more. You know, I learned over the years that, you know, when somebody is trying something, let's say they're trying like an energy booster and the dosage is 4. What do I tell people to do? Start with 1. You may be bouncing off the walls with 1. And if you were doing 4, you'd be climbing the walls. And the thing is, you have to reduce back. Isn't it always better to start low because you can always increase, you know, if it's necessary? I feel the same way with CBD. Let's say you start with the 15 milligram CBD soft gels and you like the way they make you feel. And maybe the next time you go to the 25s and you try it out and see how you do. Some people like to do a combination of both, and you can definitely do that. I think it just depends on the person. I think it really does. I think you can really, really try to see which one works the best for you and then do a little experimenting. When it comes to CBD, there's not a laundry list of things you can learn of what it does. There's not a laundry list of things that tell you when to take it, how to take it, and what to expect. What I can tell you is to try CBD and create your own story. You know, take the time to learn and to prosper in the quality and the integrity of the product, and let it do what it does. Let it balance the way that it balances. And then as you're using it, stay open-minded basically to what's happening. It's important to realize that your body can be going through changes and be aware. I think that's one of the most important things. I think a lot of us have a tendency to, you know, we want this gigantic benefit and this huge result, and we want it by tomorrow because we somehow have adopted this magic wand theory. And it doesn't matter that you've been eating garbage food for the last 10 years, or you haven't ever been in to visit your gym membership and actually walk through the front door in years, and you don't keep busy and you couch potato and you eat all kinds of garbage and junk and processed food, but you still want all the results to be here by today. Well, it's not realistic. It's ridiculous. You know, I know how we are. We all want that magic wand. And believe me, if they were around there, I'd open up a magic wand store. But they're not. So we have to be realistic that things take time. Even some medications take time. And the difference between the idea of using something that is bringing our body to a more balanced state, to me, means that we're getting to the nitty-gritty of the body and we're providing a way for our body to be able to do the jobs that it was meant to do. I think our body is very, very active and it really wants to please and it really wants to do its job. But we don't give it the tools. I mean, it's really hard when you think about it. If you think about your body wanting to do all these things, and it's like, give me some greens, give me some good protein, give me antioxidants, give me plenty of water, and you're giving it soda and deep fried food and doughy food and carbs and sugar products and all that, and your body is going, dude, you know, I'm sifting through all this stuff you're bringing down here, and there's a little bit of good here and there, but there's nothing for me to work with. You know, and you're happy, your palate is happy because you ate all the junk and the stuff that you love to eat. But your body is like, you know, you can't yell at me for not doing the job and not getting things done when all you're doing is giving me nothing to work with. It's like giving your body a 4x8 piece of plywood, 4 nails and a hammer, and telling it to build an addition on your house. Your body's like, you know what? I'd love to do it. I've got the manpower here. Can we have some tools? Can we have some raw materials? Can we have some wood? I mean, can we get a contractor out here to draw up some plans for us? You want us to do it with this? And we're standing back going, what's wrong with you? Why aren't you doing anything? We're screaming at our body and we're treating our body badly. And our body is like, I can't do it because I'm so out of balance and I have no tools to work with. And this goes on every single day. But, you know, we don't listen. We just turn the music up louder when our body's talking to us or screaming at us. We don't follow through because we love comfort zones. We like where we are. We like where our butt fits in that dent in the couch. We like being able to chill out and relax and have our recreational fun and do the things that we do. And we don't want to have to get up and say, oh, I've got to do this today. It's called exercise and it's good for you. Oh, I have to do this today. You mean go to the store and buy fresh, good food so you can eat good things rather than just calling for someone to bring it to you to your door and it's always garbage? I mean, if we had someone that was actually sitting next to us feeding us, we would probably never leave our couch because we've gotten so lazy, so soft, so sluggish, so uncaring for our health. But maybe if we started to see a difference, maybe if we started to bring our body a little bit more to balance, maybe if we started eating more fruits, more grains, more vegetables, cut out the junk and the processed food and the sodas and all the junk, and we started eating good quality food and we started taking our greens and we started using our omega-3s and we started taking our fiber every day and our digestive system was working better and our elimination was better and we were happier and we brought in our CBD and it started to bring us more to balance, that maybe we would start to see a difference and we would be like, wow, I used to feel this way, or I've never felt this way before. This is amazing. And maybe it would just be enough to motivate us to want to make a change. I think we all want to see something. Now, I already mentioned that we want to see it by tomorrow, but I think deep down we know realistically it's going to take some time. And if you don't, you need to think that one through because that one needs a little pondering on your side because it doesn't happen overnight. Nothing does. You want to know what happens overnight? Catastrophes, death, accidents, slip and falls, breaking bones, heart attacks, out of control blood sugar, you know, circulatory blockages, aneurysms. Those are the things that happen instantaneously, almost by like by a magic wand that's doing something badly. What happens slowly but can happen effectively is rebuilding your body, increasing your energy, getting a better night's rest, being more positive, kicking your negativity and your negativity group of people to the curb. You don't need that in your life. You know, if you live in a field of negativity that you're surrounded by people that are just bringing you down and dimming your light, then you need to think that through and maybe find yourself a new group of friends because negativity is a killer. It weakens your body. It weakens your immune system. It dampens your and loses your focus and takes away your goals and your ideals. Positivity motivates you to keep going, to keep striving, to keep working. And when your body is healthy and balanced, you're going to want more. Funny story. I had a gentleman that used to visit my store years ago, and his wife would come in, and he would always stand outside the door. Never would come in. He would just, hey, Jeff, hey, Carl, how are you? And he would stand outside the door and she would get her vitamins. They would leave. And he's like, see you later, Jeff. Okay, bye, Carl. This went on year after year after year. Finally, one Sunday, I was there on Sunday and they came in the store. He walked in the store and walked to the counter. And I said, hi, Carl. And he goes, hey, I have a question. I said, what? And he goes, I am having terrible prostate problems. He goes, I'm getting up like 7-8 times during the night. And I said, and you want to try something? He goes, yeah. So I recommended a few things to him, including a multiple and a probiotic and a prostate formula and some other things about his diet. And I told him he had to drink this much water and he left. So about a month later, I saw his wife coming in first and she walked in the store and got her basket. And then about 2 minutes later, he came in behind her and had his own basket and walked in the store. And I said, hi. And he goes, "Hey, how are you?" And I said, "Fine." And I said, "How are you?" And he goes, "I can't believe it." He goes, "This is crazy." He goes, "I'm doing so much better. I feel awesome." And I'm like, "Huh." He goes, "Don't say it." I said, "I ain't saying a word." So he went and he got his stuff. He paid for his stuff separately. A couple weeks later, he brought two of his friends in on a Sunday, and they were having similar problems. And then over the next couple of years, he brought people in all the time, and he completely changed. Now, what changed? I don't know. He brought the walls down that he built up around himself and decided to try something? Maybe. You know what it is? What I think? He saw a difference. He felt a difference. And because he felt it, he wanted to talk about it. When he wanted to talk about it, he wanted to share it with other people because, you know, he had this new excitement about getting healthy. I think that's what it takes. You know, years ago when ephedrine was on the market, people used to take it all the time for appetite and weight loss. And what it was, it just gave you so much energy, you couldn't hold a fork if you wanted to. And people were feeling that buzz. They loved that buzzy feeling because we're already a very stimulated society. We love buzzy caffeine and stimulants and all that. People love to buzz around all day long because the other side of that is exhaustion. And people don't think about building the body. They just think about stimulating it. So I digress. But the thing is, CBD has made such an impact on the big picture of our health. And the reason that it has is because it's making change and it's providing balance that many of us have not seen. And, you know, people will say, "Well, you know, Jeff, I tried the tincture. I really like it and I like the soft gels. But, you know, what else do I have to choose from?" You know, you need to check out, you know, you've heard me over the years many times talk about their Seriously Delicious. Used to be the swirls and now it's Seriously Delicious. But they came out with two forms of the Seriously Delicious, the lemon drop and the chocolate mint. And I got to tell you, they're absolutely delicious. They've got less than 0.1% THC, full spectrum, third party lab tested. You take it right off the spoon. It's so delicious. And if you love that chocolate mint, like an after dinner mint, that's what this one tastes like. And the other one is kind of puckery lemon meringue, lemon flavored. You know, for people that like that sour tart kind of flavor or sweet tart kind of flavor, that's the lemon. They're phenomenal. And they're great. You know, my mother loves it. She loves it because, well, my mother loves chocolate. But her idea is it's right off the spoon. And she just really enjoys that. She will take plain yogurt and put her teaspoon over the yogurt and mix it in and make it chocolate mint yogurt. But get her CBD that way. Do I care? No. I just want her to get it in. And then she does the liquid drops, too. It's made a difference. So if you're looking for something different, there's a great way to go. You know, whether it's the emulsified or the pre-emulsified or the more digestible form, which is in the emulsified creamy texture smoothie, which is in a bottle by Seriously Delicious, the lemon drop and the chocolate mint, whether it's the Ideal CBD soft gels, whether it is the wonderful full strength spectrum extra strength tincture, which I love. Which I actually did right before the show. Pick the one that you think that you want to try. Try something that makes a difference. Try something that allows you to be able to experiment and listen to your body. That's all it is. It's just trying something that works and trying something that, you know, allows you to see a change. Because I don't think a lot of us are heading in a healthy direction. I think more people need to take omega-3s every day, whether it's your flaxseed oil or your fish oil. I think a lot more people need to add more fiber to your diet, whether it's your ground flax, the Fortiflax, or your chia seeds. I think people need to really take a look at some of the quality products that are out there. You know, and Barleans makes a great array of products, and you can check all of them out on their webpage. And you can go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, and you can definitely hold the product, check it out, ask questions about it. Because one thing I will tell you is the staff at Stay Healthy is well-versed on the Barleans line of products because they've been carrying it for such a long time. I think that what we've learned today and maybe learned on our journey of CBD is that it's new, it's beautiful, it's exciting. I haven't been this excited in the industry in a long time about anything. You know, I was really excited when omega-3s came out. And I remember when melatonin came out, I was excited. When ginkgo biloba hit, MCTs got me kind of excited too. Some of the new HCG products. These are all things that have been really kind of exciting, but nothing like CBD. because I understand and I realize that this is just the tip of the iceberg. More individual nutrients are going to be isolated. More research and great testing is going to be done. It's being done now in real time. More excitement. Maybe we're going to find more benefits that we're able to freely talk about, which is great. We're seeing amazing changes for our animals with CBD. So many veterinarians are now bringing it into their practice, whether it's dogs or horses or cats. I can't tell you what's happened in the equine industry. It's been amazing, as well as the canine and feline industry. I think you're seeing a lot more doctors that are now recommending it, a lot more different degrees of doctors, different areas of medicine are now recommending CBD. Many clinics are now recommending CBD. I can't tell you how exciting it is to be able to see something like this. And I tell everybody the same thing. Try it. Give it a shot and see how you do. And enjoy the benefits of something that has become not only groundbreaking, but life-changing for many people. When you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, ask them about the products. They have them right on the counter there. The Seriously Delicious, the liquid tinctures, the soft gels. Have them talk to you about Barleen's. They have literature and information as well made available to them from Barleen's, so you can learn more and read more, and that's always very important. And bring your questions with you, because, like I said, they're amazingly well-trained, well-versed, and highly educated at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. They've been around for a very long time. So they've seen a lot of these things that have been really exciting in the industry, because they've been around through all of these ups and downs and highs and new and vibrant and the new ways of educating, the new ways of products are being made, new ways of helping the digestibility and the bioavailability of nutrition. They've also seen us as a nation slack and fall down and get more unhealthy, adopting really unhealthy lifestyles, and now seeing younger and younger people on tons of medications dealing with health conditions. So they've been seeing that going on as well, as they're trying to make available the best of the best, and that's what they do. So all of that together, today is the best time in the world to go to a brick and mortar health food store like Stay Healthy, because you get the education, you get the knowledge, you get the conversation, the dialogue, you get to talk to someone that can answer your questions as they relate to you. And in this world of self-service, a full service environment like Stay Healthy, priceless. And it's not the norm anymore. Everything has turned into numbers and clicks and dial and double clicks and do this, and that's fine. But, don't you want to talk to someone? Haven't you called a company before and all you wanted to do was talk to someone, and you're pushing button after button and listen to this and this music, and 35, 40 minutes later, you're still on hold and you haven't talked to anyone? When it comes to your health, you want the best conversation, the best dialogue, the best information, the best products, and the best great advice. You want to be able to talk to someone. You don't want to be pushing buttons, and you want to make sure that what you're doing is good for you. Just because the other thing was good for your neighbor, your friend, your spouse, your kid, your whoever, doesn't mean it's good for you. Having that conversation will let you know that you may be heading down the wrong road for the right reason. I think that's why Stay Healthy has always been so popular, is because of the fact that they take the time to make you important. And I see it every time I'm there. I see the happy faces of people that had their answers to their questions taken care of. I see that people are happy, that they feel like they are finally on a journey that's going to make a difference. That's what it's all about. Stay Healthy. Visit their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Make sure to click down and scroll down and print a coupon to use on your next purchase. Also, leave your email address for upcoming newsletters. Make sure you give them a thumbs up on Facebook as well. Stay connected. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember, if you can't tune into my show live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of my awesome producer and Lotus Broadcasting, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived daily and put on my webpage for on-demand downloads of the podcast, drjeffreyburke.com. So CBD is here. They're not going to put the cannonball back in the cannon. It's not going anywhere. what's going to happen is even better products are going to come out. But when you want something good, choose a company you trust like Barleen's. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.